Chapter 17, Resignations. This is a follow-up to the Stallman article shown in Chapter 16. This was the article that I published on the 30th of March, 2021. The people that I'd thrown out of the LibreRoot projects, former LibreRoot committee members, made a forum post that was gaining traction, denouncing me after I'd thrown them out. My Stallman article wasn't ready yet, and I needed to let the controversy sit for a while, to let people know that I was even in charge, but I also needed to defend myself until I dropped the Stallman article. This was issued the night before the Stallman article. The article's URL had the title Resignations, and the article was as follows. And the names of the people in the article have been anonymized because I don't want to drag the names through the mud. So the article read as follows. As the title suggests, Person 1 and Person 2 are no longer a part of the LibreRoot project. While I am sad to see them go, I say one thing freely. I wish both of them well. I am extremely grateful for the work that they've done over the years, their passion, their burning desire to help others, and their energy for free software is inspiring. Person 2, in particular, has given me a lot of advice on things over the years. I hope that they do continue their work, and I've already told Person 2 that I'll provide him with all the money and resources if he needs it to help him set up a physical hosting infrastructure for a new project. Thoughts from LibreRoot. I'll do this without a moment's hesitation. I wrote that because I knew it was bollocks, because he'd never say yes to that, because he didn't want me in control of anything, and why would he? And so I'm not going to show the whole article here. After that, it just there was just some other platitudes, and then I basically made it seem they had resigned, when what had actually happened is I'd removed them. I didn't actually remove them. I didn't ban them from the chat room or anything. I removed their access to the servers so they couldn't push code anymore. I told them at the time that if they wanted to help with my new version of the code, they could. I threw out their code and I told them if they want to work with me on my stuff, they can. But I was in charge. They weren't having that, right? So technically, they did resign. But, anyway, I was addressing a post that one of them had made to smear me. It was just some generic spiel about how my actions were for the greater good, usual stuff. This complemented another article from earlier. So the actual article where I'd announced my LibreRoot takeover was as follows. It read, "Rapid progress is being made towards a new LibreRoot release. It should be done by late April or early June 2021. Many new boards will be supported, lots of bugs fixed, new features added, and the latest core boot, grub, CBIOS versions used on all boards. The LibreRoot website will be massively overhauled. I, Leah Rowe, have retaken full control of the LibreRoot project after 4 years' delay in bringing out a new release. Long story short, LibreRoot began a new and ambitious rewrite of its build system in 2017. As of 2021, that build system is still not ready. The design is fundamentally flawed and the code is unmaintainable, so I've scrapped the rewrite entirely. The work will be preserved for reference, but it has otherwise been abandoned. I, Leah Rowe, was not responsible for that rewrite. The design of that rewritten build system is fundamentally flawed. It has too many bugs. The people working on it kept adding too many new features without fixing fundamental issues. I've revoked all of their access to project infrastructure. LibreRoot is now led by me. I have a completely different idea for how to run the project and what a corporate distro should be. I, Leah Rowe, stepped down from LibreRoot development in 2017. Since late 2020, I've been actively developing LibreRoot again. I've been working on another project, forked from the LibreRoot 2016 build system, LBMK, but on documentation from December 2020. That project is, and then it links to the OS Boot project at that point. If LibreRoot seems dead to you at the moment, it's because I've been doing the work exclusively in OS Boot with the intention of adapting that work back into LibreRoot. And then it was a long list of technical changes, and I'm not going to put that in the book. All I want is code, your code. And then the article ended there. Yeah, I just felt really proud the whole time, I'd somehow won, but against myself. I identified then what was a serious weakness on my part, lamenting the loss of my control over the project in 2017. I identified a general sense of stagnation that I myself had allowed to occur, and I felt then I was basically taking revenge against myself. correcting my past mistake. That mistake being loss of control. You know, as I said before, it's all about my own ego. My own control over my own life. I wanted absolute power at all costs. Really, though, like, it was just the same kind of anger as before. But, you know, what else can I say?